Okay, let's talk about how to attract a manager. And not just any manager, a good manager. Every band and solo artist I ever talk to wants a record deal. Now, whether they've written one song or seven albums worth, that's what they want. The truth is, what most of them really need in the early part of their career is a good manager. A manager can help you do the important things that you need to do before bothering with a record company. Now, that's refine your look, get your shows up to scratch, get a minor buzz going, and importantly, help to kickstart some kind of fan base. Managers aren't normally much good at offering specific musical advice, but they might help you team up with a producer, like me, who can help you with that part. Probably the best thing about having a great manager is that it allows you to simply focus on being the artist. Instead of you having to go around telling everybody how great you are, you can sit back, looking cool, and let someone else blow your trumpet for you. This is one of the ironic things in the modern age of the music business. A lot of the marketing is done one-to-one, artist-to-fan. Now that's all well and good, but the huge downside is that it takes away the mystique that exists when a fan is looking at a rock star from a distance. In order to get started, there really is no other way because nobody else is going to do it for you. But once you get to a certain level, you can attract a manager who can do it all. Now, managers often get a bad rap, and it's not uncommon to hear about artists suing their managers. In movies, they're often depicted as sleazy, pushy, and one step above petty thieves. They're often seen as manipulative and out to rip off unsuspecting talented artists. Now, some of this is true. To be a manager, you have to have an amazing drive. You have to have the ability to take a ridiculous amount of abuse and rejection, and above all, somehow retain your passion for the music you are promoting in amongst all the hustle. I guess the same could be said for the self-managed artist. The reality is, most Australian managers do an amazing amount of work for very little reward. Often they will work for years and years on an act before they see any money at all. Artists will often complain about their 20% commission, but the truth is, for every band that breaks it big, there will be many that don't, leaving the manager out of pocket and with months, even years, wasted. But before we cry too many tears for them, it pays to remember that once an artist breaks big, a manager can see vast amounts of money rolling in with hardly any effort at all. And this money can keep rolling in for many years to come, even once the manager is no longer working with the band, such as the nature of management contracts sometimes. So let's talk about what you want a manager to really do for you. Well, firstly, you want guidance. You want to know what you should be doing this month, next month, and in the next 6 months. You need someone who can help to prioritize your efforts, which gigs to play, how many songs to record, which band member needs to be kicked out right now, and when is the right time to start harassing the music business at large. I find a lot of the time I end up playing surrogate manager to many of the artists that I produce. This is not necessarily because I want to, it's more because they have absolutely no one else to do it for them, and I want to see them succeed as much as they can. Now, the second thing you want from your manager is experience and connections. You want someone who understands how the industry works and already has inroads into all the important areas of the music business. A good manager has an intimate understanding of what the industry is looking for right now and the right way to deliver a new artist. So it's not just about having the right artist, it's very much about delivering that artist in just the right way, at the right time to the right people. The thing is, you don't want a manager who is learning the ropes using your career as a guinea pig. I find that rarely do first-time managers succeed. At the very least, they come to the role from another area of the music business, often A&R or publicity. To manage an artist, you really need to understand every facet of the music business, and this knowledge only comes from being involved in it for many years. In terms of connections with record companies, it pays to remember that just because a manager is friends with record company people, it doesn't follow that he or she will be able to get your music immediately signed. Often people make that false assumption when they come to me for a recording. Yes, I've had friendly dealings with pretty much every record company person that any artist would want to have their music heard by. Now that gives me an advantage in that I'm able to have the music I produce heard by these people. But at the end of the day, the record company executive still has to fall in love with the music. And I don't just mean fall in love, I mean that they have to be jumping over their desk to get the number of the artist. It's not that hard to understand. If you asked your very best friend to commit $200,000 to a new business idea, your friend would have to be very convinced that the idea was a good one. It wouldn't matter if you'd been best buddies since primary school. Having said that, a manager or producer who is a complete unknown to the record companies is really up against it. Labels like to deal with people they've dealt with before. Now, the third thing you want from a manager is just the right mix of blind faith and constructive criticism. This is a very hard mixture to nail. You want them to have that raw passion so that they will go out and sell you, but you also want them to have the guts to tell you when you're not at your best. You want them to be telling a venue manager that you're the best act in town one day and asking you to shed 10 kilos the next day. And when they tell you to lose that 10 kilos, you want to have the trust in them to know that they are saying it because it really is in your best interests. The best type of managers understand that artists are creative and they need support, but they also know that the best artists need to be reined in when they are being pretentious and self-indulgent. They will give the artist plenty of encouragement, but also be prepared to dish out a little tough love when it's required. Okay, that's a brief outline of what you should be looking for in a manager. Now let's talk about how you can actually attract somebody like that. It's very important to know that managers are motivated by two things. Number one, the love of great music and the joy of introducing that music to the world. And number two, making a living doing that. It would be totally wrong to say that most managers are in it to get rich. If they wanted to get rich, they would have studied medicine or law at university. Betting your whole future on the ups and downs of a musical act is certainly no way to financial security. They do it because they are motivated by the dream, in the same way you are, and if I'm honest, exactly the same way I am. So the first thing is, if you want to excite another person enough to get them willing to sweat blood in order to manage your career, you have to be exciting. You can't bore anyone into doing anything. To get a big time manager on board, you have to show them something unique and captivating. I guess this is why artists often come to producers like me before going on a hunt for managers. It's often in the studio when all that raw talent coalesces into something magical and tangible. You can play a dozen gigs of brilliant intensity, but once they're over, they're lost forever. If you can get that excitement and that originality into a 4-minute recording that can travel the world and will be exciting every time someone new listens to it, then you're set. I usually find that artists have plenty of talent, but haven't yet hit upon anything truly exciting or truly original. This is often because they've never had an outside ear to let them know when they're really coming up with the goods. All they've had is friends and family to give them unreserved praise. The problem is, friends and family are often just amazed that you can do anything musical at all. They're certainly not going to tell you when you're actually doing something that someone else might want to invest in. The next thing that a manager will be looking for is income. Now, this isn't always the case, because often a manager will pick up a band or solo artist who is only at square one of their career. This seems to be changing, though, as artists are making more and more of their income from live performance. What will really appeal to a manager is if an artist already has paying gigs. This means from the moment the artist signs with the manager, there will be income. That means there will be resources which the manager can draw on to help the artist move up to the next level. Probably the best way you could ever introduce yourself to a manager is like this. We currently do 2 gigs per week, which usually have more than 100 paying customers. Now, obviously, it takes quite a deal of effort to get yourself to this level, but it's exactly the same effort you will be asking the manager to put in. If you don't have 100 people at every show, you'll be asking the manager to invest the time in getting you to this level before approaching record labels, radio stations, etc. If you've already done the work, the manager will be that much closer to cashing in. Something else that appeals to the manager is fans. If a manager sees 150 screaming teenage girls at a male solo artist gig, it gets them thinking about the possibilities. If a manager sees a Facebook page full of adoring and regular comments from fans, it whets their appetite. Again, this is something that takes time to build up, but if you don't make the effort, there will be another artist who will, and it will be that artist who will end up attracting the attention of the manager. Now, in terms of Facebook pages and fans, what generally counts there are the recordings that you've got up. How high quality they are, how good the songs are, how well they compete with the other artists that the fans are already getting into. So basically, the more work you can do yourself and the further up the tree you can climb before talking to managers, the more likely it is that they will jump on board. It's not that hard to understand. If you've already done the hardest part, by which I mean getting things off ground zero, they can come in and do the things that you will never be able to do. like get access to the right people in the industry and introduce it to them in just the right way. The bottom line is the manager wants to see as much evidence as possible that if they put in the effort, the fans will respond. And beyond that, they want to love everything about you. So if you take anything away from this, remember that firstly, you have to be exciting in order to excite anyone. And secondly, every manager is attracted to a head start. If you get that combination right, you will honestly have your pick of Australia's best managers. In many ways, it really is as simple as it seems. But the truth is, most artists that I come across haven't got it right on either count. They set their musical standards too low, and they barely do any more than play the occasional gig and write the occasional song. They are basically asking the manager to come in and do absolutely everything for them. Now, unless you're astonishingly good-looking and charismatic, you have to do much better than that. I guess that's where I've tried to fill the gaps a little bit. I don't manage any artists myself. I'm a producer first and foremost. But I do try to provide the guidance and high standards that just about every unsigned artist is missing to begin with. I try to bring out the best in the people I record and help them get to a level where the wider world might truly start getting excited about what they're doing. In terms of the hard work getting gigs, building an internet presence and the rest, I give them plenty of ideas, but ultimately it's up to them to carry them out and execute. The people that I've worked with who've gone on to greater success got it right on all fronts. They got the music right with me, and then they worked like hell to make sure people knew about it. I played a part, but they kept the pressure on and the momentum going. They created the platform that is perfect for a manager to step onto and build upon. If you'd like to know more about what I do, or get some honest advice about where you're up to, please get in contact anytime. Thanks.